This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For you, the information in this podcast, this broadcast, is put together especially for people who are in the food and farm business. We're mostly concerned with the food that we eat, so that's why this sort of brings the notes that we strike here are very concerted. We pay attention to the American family farmer, the small agricultural enterprises. I don't know if you saw the statistic this week, but the average family farm makes less than $10,000 a year in profit. That's an outrage when you look at these big, huge agribusinesses. We're going to spend some time talking about how to connect in an innovative way, animals and land and that sort of thing. I like talking to people who are marketers and who are farmers, so we're going to get to that as we connect the locavores who use our products. They're the ones this program is for, people who run farm businesses, and the family farmer. If you have a problem or you have something you'd like me to pursue on this program and this podcast, all you have to do is get to me on Twitter at Doug Stephan, D-O-U-G-S-T-E-P-H-A-N, at Doug Stephan. The first part of the program is always aimed at talking about something that's in the news for agriculture. There are a lot of dairy farmers that would be happy to make $10,000 a year, the aforementioned number, the outrage that is our problem with dairy, created by lots of different things. The enhancements, the enticements, the way dairy farms have been run. I have been a dairy farmer, been around cows all my life. And so when I look at National Farmers Union and sometimes the Farm Bureau Federation trying to figure out what to do here, a lot of discussions about dairy farming going on around the country because they are literally in danger of disappearing, and in favor of the market, these farms have 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 cows. They aren't farms. They're big corporate entities. And if you ever have been to one, you know they stink, literally and figuratively, and the quality of what they produce is junk. It's garbage. I know a lot of people who are second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh generation farmers. There's a farm out in Hadley, Massachusetts that's been in the same family for eight generations, and they've been dairying. They have about 150 cows that they're milking, a lot of land they use for, they have a combo. They're doing $1 million a year in business, but what are they bringing to the bottom line is the question. And when it gets down to the bottom line as far as dairying is concerned, I'm looking at this trade, I guess it's a war or the beginnings of a trade war with Canada, Mexico. We've talked about what happens with China and elsewhere, and the president has said he wanted to redo NAFTA. I remember when it first was put into, I think it was during the Clinton years, some of the detractors used to call it NAFTA, SHAFTA. And yeah, in ways we did get the SHAFTA. Farmers especially, when milk, and Trump pointed this out, Trump's not really been a great friend of the American family farmer. I think some of the things that he's done or hasn't done, or the people around him have done or haven't done, speak volumes to what he knows and doesn't know about agriculture. But this business about the trade industry, I thought it was interesting. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said this past week that he was interested in increasing access to Canada's dairy industry from our country. That is, he is saying, Trudeau is saying, that we might make our markets available to American dairy, which is, remember when Trump came in, He said the big problem, one of the big problems with dairy in this country, and he's right, was all of the milk that's coming across the border from Canada into America, especially into the northern, New York, Wisconsin, these are the states where dairy, Vermont, and they're flooding these states with cheap milk from Canada because their milk is subsidized. The government subsidizes the farmers, and so they cheat. So they can sell $14, $15 hundredweight, where we can't make that down here, but family farmers can't do it. So the discussion of tariffs last week between Canada and Mexico, it was mostly focused on steel and aluminum, but the negotiations are focused on a lot of different things, agriculture products like dairy being sent to America. In other words, what the Canadians do now, this is what's so mindless about how our country works. We have other people. We can't, at the moment, sell our milk to Canada, but they can sell their cheap milk to us all day long. Where did it... where did we become so silly that we allow everybody to take advantage of us? Pierre Lampron, who's president of Dairy Farmers of Canada, said in a letter to Trudeau that the prime minister and his ideas about dairy are quite worrisome, deeply troubling for dairy farmers, given pledges of support by Trudeau. But what he's doing, the earlier on, the Canadians dug in their heels when it came to our demands on the dairy issue. And are we calling it a non-starter? The country has given foreign producers a slice of its market in past trade talks. So this is not something new. It would be something new in our relationship, the American relationship with Canada. But the dairy farmer needs access to more markets. I don't know. If we just stop them from selling their milk to us, maybe we come out even. Instead of us crossing the border and selling our milk to them, maybe we just stop letting them come into our country. How about that for an idea? Well, whatever. You may be interested to know that this is being discussed. Tariffs for dairy, poultry, eggs. This is called supply management. Sacred cow in Canada has been for a long time. Most socialist countries are that way. But now, because they want something else from us, they don't see this as big a deal as having, to pay tariffs for. They want to be able to sell steel and that sort of thing here. So if they give up some milk, maybe they get some steel. I don't know if that's what's going on, but it's a pretty convoluted system, that's for sure. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that American dairy farmers are going to benefit from all of this conversation and some of the action, because we've had lots of inaction to this point. In a moment, we're going to meet Chris Kirsten and find out what's going on at the Savory Institute. The focus in the meantime is a way for you to refresh your body, refresh the workings of your body. Life Change Tea. I've been drinking this for the past month and a half. This is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous material. People on my staff are drinking it. It gives you more energy. It really cleanses. The most important thing isn't the energy. It's cleaning that which is geoengineered in your system. The things that you're absorbing from the food you eat, the air you breathe, aluminum, barium, bacteria, viruses, molds, all that stuff, things that come from companies like, now we have Bayer that took over Monsanto. Monsanto's name has gone away, and so it'll be them that's polluting the atmosphere with their gases and stuff. Also, fluoride. If you have fluoride, when you get your blood work done every year, have your body tested for fluoride. It's never really been tested a lot. It's in water in lots of states. Not good for you. You need to get it out of your body. Life Change Tea will do that. It'll help cleanse the harmful toxins and chemicals and bacteria, molds, parasites out of your body. Drink it every day, and it gets rid of this stuff. GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and ship it free. Drink it every day. Not available in any store anywhere. You got to get it on the website at GetTheTea.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that was not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Chris Kirsten, who has dedicated his life to helping connect innovative ranchers and farmers with progressive brands in ways that create true synergistic value for both sides. That's an interesting mouthful and a very well-written sentence. What does that all mean, Chris?
Good morning, Doug. I've got a deep passion for bringing new value exchanges between producers and eaters. I think we live in a world that we've reached a critical mass of consumers that are concerned, one, about the health of the food that they eat and its nutritional density, but also its effect on our global environment and where it's coming from and what impact it's having on the environment as a whole. At the same time, we have producers that care about both of those things as well, and in most scenarios have cared about that for a lot longer, just haven't been able to connect with a larger group of consumers that is interested in that. But I think we've reached a time of information explosion, and it's time to connect those two parties. And the technology is there, and the interest is there. And so that's what I focus my energy on day to day, is connecting consumers who care with producers who want to do things differently. And the current commodity system doesn't do that. It doesn't support that.
How we explain that a little bit more, will you please? Commodity markets, how we sell our products, corn and grains and milk and other things that are commodities. Why does it not work anymore?
Yeah, really all crops, even our niche crops, have gotten commoditized to where everyone sells into an anonymous system, and then they move through these long, dark, kind of anonymous supply chains, and everyone extracts a little value along the way, and it ends up robbing both ends of the spectrum, the producer and the consumer. The consumer pays more, and the producer gets less, and it's a broken system.
Yeah, it really is. You may have heard me talking about dairy a few minutes ago. I've been around cows and in the dairy end of things all my life, and it is truly tragic. It's actually an outrage. It's a damnable outrage to see how these sorts of things you've just outlined have managed to compromise our food sources. So we'll talk about how to fix that from your perspective as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
It's
a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
American family farmer, backbone of American life, in my estimation anyway, even though so many of us are removed. I have Chris Kirsten with us, who is from the Savory Institute. You can go to their website, savoryinstitute.org, and find out more about how he wants to bring us kind of all together in a way that makes nothing but sense. Even though we don't always, as a kid, I'll tell you, Chris, I never grew up thinking about the things that are presented in the manner in which you just explained and in the way that your website overviews them as well. It's thorough. And I wonder if sometimes, let's see how I can say this in a positive way. Some of the farmers I know learned all they knew on the farm. They only know what they learned from their fathers, from their grandfathers, from their experiences. So they don't know, and thus they don't really trust a lot of this new stuff. The up-and-coming farmer is a different story, for sure, because they're used to thinking like this, although I think like it, and I'm certainly not a spring chicken, but I understand exactly what you're trying to do, because that's the way I run my farm. But having said that, a lot of people like the old, and they're used to, you know, Monsanto, Bayer, and all the things that have come from them that give them what they think is access to more money because they can grow more stuff. They don't know the cost that it's taking to the land. Is that a fair statement, do you think, to make?
Yeah, I totally hear the tonality of what you're saying there. You know, the interesting thing about our work, which is often referred to as holistic management, is really a return to common sense. Holistic management has a decision-making framework at its core. Its roots have always been in agriculture for the last 50 years. Most people in the ranching community know who we are, but many livestock producers that are more in the farming community that are also doing row crop production or dairy are less familiar with us. But really, at the core of it, what holistic management is about, it's a triple bottom line proactive decision-making framework. And so triple bottom line means that you're looking at, instead of just looking at the profit on your enterprise, you're looking at the social and cultural pieces, the environmental impact, and the profit altogether, profit and cash flow.
But all of those things, All of those things can lead to profit. It doesn't. They aren't separate, and I think that's one of the problems. They are not separate and unique. They all go together these days. I mean, I think you have to look at this stuff, and I'm not telling you how to think, but I'm telling you how I think. The only way this works is in a holistic approach, understanding that all the things you just mentioned are part of making it work and thus making a profit, thus making a living, thus surviving. I don't see that it can possibly go forward any other way.
Without financial solvency, all the lofty goals in the world are worthless. So if you're not able to pay your bills, passing the farm on to the next generation, making the environment a better place, creating nutrient-dense food for your local region and consumers, those are all pipe dreams. And so you have to have financial solvency first. But part of what holistic management looks at is that recognizing that those three things are part of a greater molecule. And so if you think of profit like a single element in a bigger molecule, it's like trying to manage for the hydrogen in a glass of water. You can't do it. You've got to look at the social and the environmental pieces as equally tied to it. But yeah, absolutely, don't miss the point. If you're not financially solvent, none of this works. That has to have everything happen first. So absolutely agree.
You can, maybe there's a scientific way of capturing the hydrogen if we boil the water. How about that for thinking it through? All right. We're continuing to promote restoration of the world's grasslands. I'll tell you how I do it on my farm and what I do with the land that I use, about 800 acres for hay and that sort of thing, as we continue focusing on how you can make it better on your land with Chris Kirsten. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 After the Hour on the American Family Farmer.
In today's automotive news, ready to head out onto the road this summer but want a vehicle that has all the space for a road trip but can save you extensively on fuel? The perfect choice is the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. Chrysler invented the minivan segment, and this new Chrysler will get up to 84 mpge. Starting under $40,000, it has flip-up screens in the back with pre-programmed games for the whole family and a built-in vacuum cleaner for those little goldfish accidents. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Top U.S. allies are set for a showdown with Washington over trade at this week's G7 summit in Canada. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says the president is pushing for fair trade.
The World Trade Organization, for example, has become completely ineffectual. And even when it makes decisions, even in the rare moments when it makes decisions, important countries don't even abide by them.
House Speaker Paul Ryan has joined others disputing President Trump's claim that his campaign had been subject to FBI spying. There were five Republicans who were in those two briefings last month. Four of the five downplayed that there was conspiracy or political scandal. Spygate, as President Trump has called it. The only Republican that is not on board is Devin Nunes, who is the House Intelligence Committee Chairman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Family Farmer, a weekly overview of things that are going on to help sustain agriculture within the American Family Farmer community. Family-owned businesses that support agriculture, the co-ops, the grain stores, that sort of thing, and the locavores who support us with the usage of our product. That's really who this program is about, food and farm together. We're sharing thoughts with Chris Kirsten, who has interesting ways of looking at the sustainability, if that's really the word. I think the word's overused, but it does apply here. Use of important management skills for land. What do we do? A lot of our land has been abused. A lot of the land, one of the things people don't, and maybe this is too much in the weeds, pardon the pun, Chris, but I feel strongly about what people don't know, what happens to the soil. People hear about fertilizers and they don't know what fertilizers do. They may put fertilizer on their plants on the pot outside the back door, or maybe they get a little garden and they use micro-grow or miracle-grow, whatever it's called, which is not great stuff for the soil. What happens? There are two things that happen. You can agree with me or you can add to this if you want to, Chris. In simple terms, when we're growing, let's say we're growing corn or squash or cucumbers or carrots or whatever, Some traditional farmers will add a commercial fertilizer to the land, which, well, it's really applied when the plants are put in the ground. So the fertilizer helps the growth of the plant, but the plant has to have the nourishment from the soil, and so without adding to or making the soil better and stronger, what you're doing is continuing to deplete the benefits of the nutrients that are in the soil. So the better soil, the better the crops, and vice versa. So if we just put fertilizer, commercial fertilizer, on the soil and it helps the plant grow, the plant helps, it's not helping the land, it's taking from the land in order to make the pumpkins or the carrots or beets or whatever it is grow to fulfillment. Whereas if we have using manures and things, I have this is what I thought you'd get a kick out of. I have sort of a witch's brew that I use of pig manure, cow manure, horse manure, and chicken manure. And I, very popular in the neighborhood, as you can imagine, spreading that stuff all over the place because it really smells. And I also mix chicken pellets. I mix bone meal. Sometimes even human waste has been a part of what I mix together, and it's very, very good for the soil. And the best example I can take from a practical example, if you look at a cow, when a cow drops its poop on the land, you go out 2-3 days, maybe even a week after that cow patty has been landed on the ground, and you look at how green the maybe a foot or two around the manure is, and you think, okay, why is that? Well, it's because in the digestive process, the cow, through its four stomachs, puts into the manure that comes out of its body all kinds of microbes that are great for the soil. So they work the soil, they add to the soil, and thus what we're talking about here in a rather simplistic explanation. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going back to your point about fertilizers. I mean, it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at a single variable of how big you can get your vegetables or your crops, and you don't care about any of the unintended consequences, well, it's a little bit like working out, trying to get ripped, and doing PCP or angel dust to get there. Right. Yeah, you could probably bench press like crazy, but what are the unintended consequences? You might get
liver cancer, or you get pancreatic cancer,
as the young kids say today. But you're going to have all sorts of problems that come from that. And commercial synthetic fertilizers are the same thing. And so what you're talking about of using nature's remedy for the land, nature's recycling system, to where the animal eats that biological waste. So as grasses grow and they thatch out, they get to the end of their life, something has to remove them. Trees naturally prune themselves. The leaves fall in autumn, but we don't have that in grasses. Grasses grow, and then when they die, they just sit there. And particularly in drier climates, they'll chemically oxidize, and that skeleton of the plant will sit there for millennia without any disturbance to break it down. It will just sit there and shade out future potential growth. But this is where nature employs the ruminant. The ruminant comes in, and just like you said, chomps on that grass. It goes into that animal's rumen, and in the rumen, there's a symbiotic relationship with microbes that they actually break down the tough cellular walls of the grass for the animal, making it bioavailable or nutrient available for that animal. And as it passes through the next stage of their stomach, a whole bunch of those microbes go with it. And just like you say, when that manure patty hits the pasture, it's now ready to be absorbed by all the microbiota in that ecosystem, and it's now probiotically rich with these beneficial microbes that are going to inoculate the soil and make the soil healthier and have a faster metabolism to be able to break down those nutrient elements even quicker.
So what role do some of the big organizations play in this? There's the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition that often fights for political gain among farmers, but what about forage? What about enhancing the growth of animals the proper way? Who else is around beside you at the Savory Institute? By the way, the website again is savoryinstitute.org. Who else is around banging the drum for this sort of thing?
Yeah, on a global scale, there isn't really anyone, and that's the really alarming part, is that we're out there championing for grasslands, and even as I say it, people might be going like, what are you talking about? I've never even thought about this or heard of this, even American family farmers. But the grasslands are the most important ecosystem on the planet. They sequester more carbon than any other ecosystem after oceans, which oceans, carbon in the ocean is a liability just like it is in the atmosphere.
Let's hold on just there. Let's talk a little bit without getting like into professorial stint here, but understanding how the photosynthetic process works and what leaves, you were talking about leaves, grass, corn, anything is green, the exchange of the bad air, if you will, so we don't get monoxide, dioxide confused. The carbons in the air that are bad are taken out, filtered out in the photosynthetic process, and in exchange, oxygen is created. Without that, and you're right, it's the oceans, and it's the trees, and it's the green life, we can't have life on this planet. Couldn't exist.
That's right. Photosynthesis drives everything.
Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, go ahead. Excuse me. I just wanted to pull that out of the hat.
Yeah, and so grasslands are really important. They're really efficient ecosystems, and there aren't a lot of organizations out there that are grass huggers, if you will. There's lots of other environmental groups that focus on other ecosystems.
Tree huggers.
That's right. But we focus on grasslands, and the best thing for grasslands is properly managed grazers. There's a symbiotic relationship between grazers and grasslands that has existed in nature forever, and we want to bring that back into agriculture. We view grazing animals like a tool, and that tool often gets demonized, but I think of that tool a lot like a hammer. You can use a hammer to build a house or tear a house down. It's how you use that tool. It's how you swing that hammer. And so what we do around the globe, we've got 30 field offices around the world. We've trained tens of thousands of producers over the last 50 years. I think we're the largest ranching organization in the world based on those metrics. We've impacted hundreds of millions of hectares globally, and we do that by teaching producers how to utilize livestock and move them around in a way that goes beyond rotational grazing, but again, gives you that holistic result that you're looking for, those triple bottom lines, so that you're profitable first, but you're also doing it in a context that makes sense, that you're thriving socially and environmentally at the same time, so that you have something to leave the next generation, so that your rural communities are thriving and
this is what this speaks to in a manner of this whole mania with people who are ignorant, and I say that kind of with a twist, and the twist is some sort of twisting it in and turning it around. Because there are these people who claim that we need to get rid of, we can't eat meat. I don't eat meat, but it hasn't got anything to do with this philosophy. The cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. Plus, I don't think meat's good for you. Having said that, there are a lot of people who think that meat, raising beef is killing the planet, and so they bring that argument of methane gas, and I always, once I give them the story that I just gave you about the cows and the poop and how it enhances the grasses when the poop comes out, that's the end of their argument. They don't know what to say after that, because they most of the time don't know what they're talking about in the first place. So it's really easy to confront that thinking, but yet it has gotten traction with people who, as I say, don't have any farm background, don't know anything about agriculture, don't know anything about life, really, and how things grow. Without the cows in there,
traction.
It really is. Yeah, it's where our country is in a dangerous place in so many different ways, including being so far removed from the production of our food, we don't have a clue. We think the milk, these kids think milk comes from the store. They don't know what a cow is. It's dangerous. Dangerous stuff. All right, hold on a second. We'll have some final words here in a matter of moments. The website, again, is savoryinstitute.org. Doug Steffen with a word from the folks at Purity Products about Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a big, it's a small pill, but it makes a big difference. Big, big impact on your life. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 has three important ingredients. The krill oil, which is imperative for your joint comfort and health. Call 800-355-1493 right now for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, 800-355-1493. Remember, it's free.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. One thing I've learned after years of analyzing multi-million dollar legal verdicts and multi-billion dollar government budgets is this. Huge raw numbers mean virtually nothing by themselves. Unless they're put into context, it's impossible to understand the true significance of any number that ends in billion or trillion. For instance, the total cost of complying with all the federal regulations each year is estimated to be $1.9 trillion. But what does that really mean? Well, here's some perspective. When we look at the value of all the goods and services produced by every country around the world, only 7 countries have a GDP that exceeds the estimated cost of regulation in the United States. Let's be fair, that means it costs more for businesses, charities, and everyone else to comply with federal regulations than the value of everything created by Canada in 1 year. In other words, U.S. regulation is the 8th largest country in the world. Learn more at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
All right, a couple more minutes here with Chris Kirsten at the Savory Institute, savoryinstitute.org, trying to have people understand how to heal our landscape, not only here in our country, but around the world, because it's the only way we can regenerate our agricultural potential. How do you get your support? Where does the funding come from? How do you convince people that what you're saying is the most important way to maintain the health of our land and the health of our bodies?
Yeah, we're an incredibly entrepreneurial organization. We are a 501c3 or what we'd, you know, it'd be a nonprofit. But most of our funding comes through earned income, through creating value exchanges with producers. We've been business to business for decades.
So how does that work? Just give me a few seconds on how that, an example of how that would work practically speaking.
Yeah, so producers would go on our website and learn where we've got these field offices, these hubs, and then take training with them. And so the hubs do training and consulting and work with producers and help them become more efficient, increase their profit, and increase their productivity.
Right. It's pretty simple. Using, in a simplistic way, some of the conversation we've had here today, like me telling you about what happens when the poop comes out of a cow. I mean, you do that, you multiply it times whatever the, you know, the exponent is, and you got something that will be good for everything. And that's really what we've got to, you got to save the land. You really have to. And not only the pressure from people not knowing, but development everywhere, because there's too damn many people here. It's amazing what issues we're confronted with. So you might want to check out Chris Kirsten's organization. Lots of good stuff being done there. Thanks for the education. SavoryInstitute.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet.
So as we continue here with the events, the art of farming, it really is a lot of people get entertainment value from going to the farm. Agritourism is a big thing. A lot of different aspects to this thing moving through our country's reality in the year 2018. I'm Doug Steffen. The things that bother me about the state of agriculture are part of what certainly becomes a focus every week. And as I've said before, you can certainly send me ideas on Twitter, at Doug Steffen. Good place to go. You know I'm a dairy guy. There's a lot of stuff in the happy, the farm and ag, happy talk, happy trade press, which sets people up to believing things that aren't necessarily true. I'm going to speak. The way the program is put together, I have in the beginning of the hour some news that's relevant to farming, and then we have a guest who will help us come up with ideas on building our businesses and our community and our culture, and then I have a comment, and I'm going to talk about raw milk in a moment right after this. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. right. My interest was piqued in this discussion because of my own experience. First of all, as raw milk dairy specialist, I sold raw milk on my farm for years. I know what it takes to produce good milk and to have it pass the muster of a lot of the ignorance that is a part of public health these days, and also the big dairy businesses that don't want guys like me. I can't tell you how much money the folks, the local end of the Suiza world, Dean Foods is a company called Gorelick Farm in New England. They spent a lot of time and effort to try to keep me, and they were successful. They kept me going through the process for 7 or 8 months before I got a permit to sell raw milk in my community. And there were certainly plenty of people, the news media, unindicted co-conspirators and trying to hammer down how bad dairy was. Even people on the Board of Health said it was white death. This stuff is so ignorant. The kinds of things that are being said about raw milk are just plain ignorant. And they don't show that anybody really, or a lot of people anyway, don't understand how there are two kinds of raw milk that are produced. I noticed in one of the, I call it a happy trade press, one of the articles and one of the trades that I read was focused on how new dairy businesses can be created. How can we call the public's attention to dairy? Well, I'll tell you, there are plenty of people who are clamoring for raw milk. They want raw milk. There's overwhelming support for it wherever it's introduced. I had 4,000 customers who would buy. I was selling 100 gallons plus a day of raw milk on my small dairy farm. And I could have sold more if I had more, but I only was milking, you know, at that point, fewer than 100 cows. So we made raw cheese out of it, all kinds of things. But this gang of processors and consumer groups and food safety advocates and federal and state health regulators, the medical community, all these monkey morons who have, and I say that, I am offended by the fact that people will tell me and think I'm going to believe that raw milk is bad for you, and in fact it is the purest form of human food. There was a part of the bill, the farm bill, that would have allowed raw milk to be sold across state lines, and it was killed by the Milk Producers Federation and Dean Foods and the International Dairy Food Association, all the huge agribusinesses and nutrition people and public health people who don't know there are two kinds of milk. One of them, the unpasteurized milk that goes to be processed, and the unpasteurized milk that goes to be sold as raw milk. And until we understand that, we're going to continue to have this fight. It is ignorance on top of ignorance, and I'm offended by it and angered by it, frankly. So that's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.